Welcome to Dream Again podcast.
I'm your host, Krina, and I'm a seeker, entrepreneur, and a clear example that all your dreams can become true. I have conversations with amazing guests weekly to inspire you to live your most beautiful, healthy, and joyful life. And now, let's get to my conversation for today. Hey everyone, it's me again. And today I'm recording a solo episode to explain you why you should listen to my podcast, what topics I will cover in the coming weeks. And today I want to share my personal story. So let's get started with a short intro. My name is Krina and I've been always interested in pursuing my dreams and learning about how others have made their dreams a reality. I was born in Bucharest, Romania during the communistic era. For the first 9 years of my life, I remember how everything was under strict control in my country, including what each family should eat per month and who was allowed to travel outside of the country. For those who are not familiar with Romania, it's a Latin country in eastern part of Europe, and our language is very similar to Italian. We as people are quite similar to Italians, but unfortunately, we've never had a good leader to take care of our country. Since I was young, I would go out of the balcony and pray for guidance. I felt a deep sense of responsibility to help make my country more colorful and to alleviate its pain. My parents encouraged me to pursue anything I want and to try everything, despite not having much. I loved fashion, even though we didn't have many shops during that time. I would go to the same stores every day with a friend and look at the same clothes. I wished to have many clothes and even more to make it possible for others. Looking back now, when I had my fashion company, I kept track of the total number of clothing pieces I sold, and it was over 500,000. It was a successful business, and I made my first million before I turned 30. Honestly, it was amazing, but my next question was, how can I do more? I started a fashion brand with my father, who was an IT guy, and my biggest cheerleader. He always told me how amazing I was and that I could do anything I wanted in life. I did most of it to make him proud, but not for myself. This was a big lesson that I learned later on. When I turned 30, I had already moved to Switzerland, married to the love of my life, had a beautiful baby girl with big blue eyes and a lot of hair. Yes, it runs in the family. And my business had exploded. I sold my products in over 40 countries, opened a new office in Zurich, and built my third team. I had a team in Bucharest and a team in Milan for all the design work. I had it all. Or maybe not. One thing was missing. Me. I wasn't present to enjoy the journey. I was always working towards the next goal. It's sad, but it's true. I remember the first morning in my new office in Zurich. It was located on one of the most important expensive streets in the world, Bahnhofstrasse, and we shared the floor with Burberry. I had an important meeting with a buyer from the biggest department store in Switzerland, Globus, to buy my jewelry line. That morning, my life changed. I received a call informing me that my father had died in a car accident and my little sister was driving the car. It was the beginning of the end for me because I had lost the person I did everything for to make him proud. What now? I had to take over all the operations of my business, take care of my one-year-old baby, my little sister, my family. I really had to plan the funeral and many more, but there was no plan for me. During my recent years, I came to the realization that much of what I did in my life was to please others and make them proud, but I was never fully engaged in the process. This is why 3 years ago, I realized that despite my business being a successful story, it was too much legacy and not for me anymore. This was leaving me feeling very unhappy. So I took 3 pages. I wrote on each one what I saw for myself in 10 years. If I sold the company, if I kept it, or if I stop it. When I had to write about how I would feel if I close it, I didn't stop writing. I had so many ideas and dreams, although I shocked many people and probably many still don't understand. I decided to choose my freedom. The freedom to create something again. This time, just for me. Then the lockdown came, and together with some of my friends, including my husband, I realized that we had time and we needed to do something for ourselves and for everyone who needs support. We believe in the power of togetherness. And even though we were so separate, we are actually extremely connected. Have you ever had that moment when you were thinking of somebody and after 2 seconds that person called you? Well, my dear friend, the power is here, and I believe this will become clearer to us. So we created a nonprofit platform that can join with your device every day at the same time. We had a new meditation teacher who was guiding a meditation, and you could see how many people are on the platform and where they were joining from. It was amazing to see how people from different parts of the world could unite and find peace during the chaos. After 3 months, this platform had more than 4,000 people from all over the world. We received emails from San Francisco doctors who took their lunch break to join the meditation, people from Italy who were alone in an intensive therapy, and some who were new to meditation but with only one goal on that day, to be together. This was something that even now I still can't believe it. It was so powerful. This, in time, moved into interviews with some meditation teachers called How Can I Heal podcast. I had so much fun, and I realized that this podcast was first for me and my journey, but when I had so many moments, besides the number of downloads, I received messages from people telling me how much this podcast helped them, or people stopped me on the street or in the coffee. This was for me more than just me, and it helped me to understand that I had to continue. But the most important, I had to understand why I'm doing this. Is it really real? Then I decided to go for a workshop in Berlin, working with an amazing agency who was helping me to answer to these questions. I realized that I was fascinated by my dreams all my life. Especially at this time, many of us forgot to dream. So this podcast is to remind you of your dream, that big one, maybe a secret because you were afraid to share it. Even for you, it seemed impossible. That dream is there for a reason, for you to achieve it and enjoy it. In the next episodes, you will hear stories of people who made their dream come true, and also how we can dream again to be healthy, happy, and beautiful. And beauty, it's something that I love, and I know it comes from inside and outside. Just to be clear, the healing journey is here and will be here all my life. But now I want to focus on dreaming again and remind you that you can do everything you want in your life. Go out of your mind, which unfortunately was often created by society or family. Free your mind and listen to your heart. Let me tell you my biggest learning so far. Cut out distractions, especially when you want to listen to yourself. Even if you are listening to a podcast, sometimes you are still hiding from yourself. Take a break from social media. I know it's a painful one. Phone calls. And be alone with your thoughts. You can start with just 10 minutes a day. Be mindful of who you are and who you surround yourself with. As the saying goes, you are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. If you want to be a happy and positive person, but you are surrounded by sad and negative people, don't expect miracle. Self-love and being connected with yourself is crucial. Before you love anyone else in your life, focus on yourself first. You can't love others if you don't know how to love yourself. Praying and meditation are important, and I'm still working on this, don't understand me wrong. What was really helping me, I created a WhatsApp group with some of my good friends, and we are trying to meditate every day. And after that, we share our progress. Who is not meditating? They should take a cold shower, ice bath, actually. So that's a painful one, and this really worked. Praying is something that depends on your discipline and, of course, your priority. Gratitude is associated with a host of mental and physical benefits. Studies have shown that feeling thankful can improve sleep, mood, immunity, and decrease depression, anxiety, difficulties with chronic pain, and risk of disease. Physical health can support your mental health. And for me, I really am paying attention of eating healthy, including plenty of raw and fresh veggies and fruits, doing exercise or sport, ideally sweating once per day, and sleep. You know, those 8 hours per day, you can really improve your mental health with all those. Send out good vibes around you. If you are constantly jealous and comparing yourself to others, your dreams will run away and you will attract negativity. That was a big one with a good friend of mine, that she couldn't understand why any good things is happening in her life. But the main reason is was she was all the time focusing in comparing herself to others and she was really jealous. Organizing a visual dream map. But be honest with yourself and write everything in detail. I promise you, this can be magical. And you know what? Just do it. Don't question whether it worked or not. If didn't, then you know how to do it differently next time. And the last one, probably one of the biggest one for me, enjoy the journey, because you never know what tomorrow will bring. I want to thank you for listening to my first solo episode. I really felt that I really put my soul here. It was very emotional, but very real. And I really want to make a promise. I really want to have this platform with a lot of honesty, and that we can discover together how to dream again and become healthier and happier and more beautiful. I'm looking forward to hear from your story and your dreams. Please don't be afraid. We are here together. If you know someone who needs to hear this, please share it with your friends, family, and community. And don't forget, it's time to dream again. Please check the show notes in the description for more insights. You can also subscribe to my newsletter at krinaokumus.com to get additional information. If you like this episode, share it with your friends and family on social media. I will also appreciate if you would leave a review on the Apple Podcast. I love to get your inputs, as this will help us to understand how can we support you in your journey. And don't be afraid to share your story with us. We are all here together. And remember, it is time to dream again. It is time.